Back on the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Don't forget to vote on our Hammerhead Hot Topic on our Twitter page at 101.7 The Hammer. I want to talk some Boilermaker football now with Matt Stevens from GoldenBlack.com. Matt, involved with a couple of interesting stories here on the day. First about Rondale Moore being in position to possibly make Big Ten history. So we'll start there. Matt, how you doing today?
Good. How about you guys?
Doing just fine. So explain to us how close Rondale Moore is to making history here. This seems easy on one side and a little bit complicated on the other. So sort this out for us.
It's really, really simple. If the American Football Coaches Association puts him as an All-American, then he hits three of the five needed All-American lists to be named a consensus All-American, and there's never been a freshman in the Big Ten that has been named a consensus All-American. If he does not, then he will not be a consensus All-American, and the Big Ten will yet still have one.
So how likely this happens on Wednesday, do you think?
I have no idea. The Sporting News, I'm sorry, he has to be a first-team All-American. I apologize.
Right.
Sporting News, he was a second-team All-American. Walter Camp produced two All-American teams. He wasn't on either one of them. So it's kind of hard to forecast what the coaches are going to do. I know that the Walter Camp people had the Heisman Trophy winner as a second-team All-American quarterback. So you just never know how these things are going to go. You never know how they do their lists. Do they have an all-purpose, which seems to be the category that Rondale Moore tends to go into this year, which is, why he didn't get into the, Biletnikoff final, name one of the three Biletnikoff finalists. It's kind of like these guys at, say, AP and Football Writers Association and the other ones that aren't, certified as, part of the consensus All-American list, like Sports Illustrated, CBS, and ESPN. It seems like to me they're getting to the end of the list and going, well, we can't put an All-American team together without having Rondale Moore on it. Let's make him an all-purpose player. And so that's been done in the past, and we'll see how they put their team together. I'm not particularly sure how the Coaches Association does it, but we'll know sometime tomorrow afternoon.
So how big a deal is this for Moore and for the program to see his name out there so much? I mean, even more now than what was going on, during the season when he was putting up all these tremendous numbers.
Well, I would make the argument that Rondale Moore is the most dynamic athlete on a football field for Purdue since Drew Brees. And while everybody calls him an All-American, Drew was never really an All-American, other than a couple of, news services like Gannett and a couple other places put him out as an All-American. But Drew Brees was never an All-American when he was at Purdue. But I would make the argument that Rondale Moore is the most dynamic athlete in a Purdue football jersey since Drew. And I think it's and he would be the first one consensus All-American at all for Purdue since Ryan Kerrigan in 2010. And he would obviously he would be, the first, Purdue underclassman All-American in school history. And he would just continue to, surpass barrier after barrier in a very, very special freshman year for Rondale Moore, which I think in some ways it was expected after the opener when he broke the school all-purpose yards record in the first half, but continued it through. And like Jeff Brom said after the bucket win, there's been 13, there's been 12 teams that have tried to stop him, and nobody really has. I don't foresee that happening in the Music City Bowl as well.
Matt Stevens, Purdue football beat writer, GoldenBlack.com on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
And Matt, when we talk about Rondale Moore, have you had a chance to talk with him one-on-one, interview him? And if you have, just talk to him about a person and kind of his demeanor.
He's kind of different in the sense of what I would expect an 18-year-old to be. He's also not what I would expect a wide receiver to be. He's very, very straightforward, to the point. He doesn't really enjoy doing media. Just kind of enjoys playing football and isn't really, made up of that wide receiver gene that you kind of see, that quote-unquote diva gene. He doesn't really have it. he's a pretty straightforward, boring kid as an 18-year-old that just kind of likes to play football, go to class, and, you know, we don't know that. I don't know that much about him personally, and he doesn't really reveal all that much in interviews simply because, you know, it's pretty well known he doesn't like doing them. He's not combative or anything. I mean, he's very, very polite. He's a very, very pleasant interview. It's just we know that he doesn't enjoy doing it, so the answers are sometimes short, and tries to get them over as quickly as possible because they're just not going to help him get to the NFL. What we've learned about Rondale Moore, and I think the one thing I've learned about Rondale Moore is that if it doesn't really help him get to the NFL, he tries to spend as least amount of time doing it as possible. So, you know, he focuses on what he has to focus on, which is right now I would suggest trying to do the best he can in his finals as Purdue prepares for that this week. And he takes a lot of pride in what he puts in his body and monitors that more than I would think an 18-year-old would. And he's just at another level, I would think, from an intelligence and from a mental standpoint than I would imagine an incoming freshman be, and from a maturity standpoint as well.
And wouldn't you agree, man, that even is a bigger statement to talk about how good of an athlete he is and how well he does perform on the field when he doesn't have that off-the-field media type stuff? Because a lot of these guys, you know, with the media, sometimes perception is reality, and, you know, they almost have like an ad campaign to get votes and to get people to think, you know, that they're maybe better than what he is. This is kind of different in this era, wouldn't you say?
I would think that, you know, and it's funny you mentioned that, Stuart, because as I might be wrong on this, but I don't think I am, is that Purdue's bringing in another receiver from Louisville named Milton Wright, who they have as a verbal commitment, who does not have a Twitter handle. It's the first recruit I've seen in a long, long time like that. And this seems to be I wouldn't say a trend, but it seems to be a relatively thing that Jeff Brohm is doing. And I also know that, you know, yeah, I think, Stuart, you've seen the graphics and you've seen everything that Purdue Athletics and Purdue football specifically does. And I think they would love for Rondale Moore to be more active in that regard, but we had to pry it out of him that he got the letter from the Heisman Trust that they were going to monitor him and potentially monitor him as a finalist for the Heisman Trophy this year. And that wasn't something that he wanted out there at all, and he thought it was, you know, putting himself above the team and all of those things. But I would think that the Purdue marketing department would love for him to be more active in that regard. But again, Stuart, that's not something that he feels like is going to help him get to the NFL. And if it doesn't help him get to the NFL, then he just doesn't really have a whole lot of interest in doing it. And I can respect that as somebody that has a goal and knows how to get there.
Matt Stevens, Purdue football beat writer, goldenblack.com, on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And another story to check out is Matt's story about, we talked about this last week with you, Matt, about, like, you know, motivation for a bowl game. Is that a big factor? Is it not a big factor? How surprised were you when you did that research to kind of look back here the last several years about teams that were highly ranked early on in a season and then, you know, playing in a bowl game that's not equivalent of a really big bowl game?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised, but also I wasn't, in the sense that normally, you know, Clayton, if you're playing in this type of a bowl game and say you're Auburn, it's almost assumed you're going to be more talented than that team. The reason that you were ranked high in the preseason was because you had a lot of talent. The reason you're in the bowl game that you are now is because you didn't live up to that talent. But if you have a month to prepare and you have all that talent, you know, and you're in Auburn, you should beat the, you know, Memphises and the Purdues and the, you know, Louisvilles and UABs and Southern Misses of the world that these teams have been playing in these lower tier bowl games. Simply from a player for player, talent for talent, you have an advantage. Now, it should say a lot to Purdue fans that Auburn's only a 4-point favorite, and that has a lot to do with how Auburn has performed throughout this year and what they have going on from a coaching standpoint and yada, yada, yada. But player for player, talent for talent, when these top 10 teams, you know, go through a tailspin and end up in the Music City Bowl and end up, and you know, let it be very well understood, Clayton, that 7-5 in the Music City Bowl is an unacceptable season at Auburn. It just is. That's what gets you fired eventually if you keep doing that at Auburn. And so from that standpoint, you should be more talented, and you probably should be favored in this game if you're Auburn, simply because you have more talent than the team you're probably going to play. And so it wasn't a real shock once I got through it that these teams are, you know, winning 7 out of 10 of these bowl games.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see it unfold here in a couple of weeks. Matt, thanks for the time as always and all the information. Have a great rest of the week.
Not a problem. Have a good one, guys.
Matt Stevens, goldenblack.com on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. When we come back, I found the list of bowl gifts for the Purdue football team. I wonder if Stuart remembers anything that he got during his bowl trips.
Yes.
We'll talk about that next on the Hammerhead.